You have joined us here on Mars Bar, brought to you by Eternal Affairs Truth Radio and EternalAffairsMedia.com, with conservative radio host and recovering Californian, now residing in the red state of Texas, introducing Marcy Latimer.
Thank you so much for joining me here on Mars Bar on this Sunday, December 4th, 2022. Again, I am your host, Marcy Latimer, and I do appreciate you joining me here just to get so many topics discussed. It's a lot to discuss all at once, but I'll try my best to hit on it. And I always like to start my show with a prayer, so I am going to say this. Dear Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that all willful woke workers of wickedness be removed from positions of power, prominence, and prestige. Open the eyes of those being deceived and place people who stand for your righteousness, because in the highest places of government and influence is what we need them to be a part of. Thank you, dear Lord. Amen. Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Because what is happening across America and really across the world is so much deception, unfortunately, that is played a part in our political game. And it's just very unfortunate what we're seeing. And I wanted to hit on the November 8th election, the midterm election results that are still ongoing to this day. It's crazy. We should have had the results by the next day within 24 hours, but no, that did not happen in so many states. And as we well know, Herschel Walker is still fighting for his position as a senator in the state of Georgia against Warnock, who I'm just going to say it. I have no qualms to say this. He is a wolf in sheep's clothing, pretending to be a minister and a man of God. This is a guy who is very deceptive, very deceiving. He's full of demons, in my opinion. He is a demon. He's a Democrat, first of all. And he talks about aborting babies as though that is a normal thing, and the killing of babies as a preacher and a man of God. No, you are absolutely deceptive. You are a wolf in sheep's clothing. I do not trust you whatsoever. So this is not somebody that needs to be in the winning stages of this game. We need Herschel Walker to win this. We need to pray that the December 6th runoff election of the midterm election, because it was so close on November 8th, if you're not familiar, they were very neck and neck as far as the results were concerned, Warnock and Walker. So because of that, they had to do a runoff, and they said that will be held on December 6th. So people in Georgia have been voting up until this day. They still have until Tuesday, December 6th. So we need to really pray hard that Warnock does not win that seat and that Walker does win that seat. So we're just going to pray hard for that one to come out righteous and godly. And Walker, of course, has been somebody who they made up a lot of lies about, and it's very unfortunate. And I feel bad for him from the amount of horrible mudslinging that has gone his way and horrible ads. And of course, just the stories that have come up about him. But even if any of it is true, I will say he has turned a leaf and he has turned to God. And I do believe that. And I think that his character says a lot about himself. And I do believe that he is a good person. He is a good man and he has a good heart, and he is about America First policies. So I believe that that's what America needs, and we need more people like that in that particular position. So I pray that he wins, especially over Warnock, who is just evil in my opinion. So that is just one of the election results that we're still waiting to hear about. And of course, as we all know about, is Arizona. That has been the worst situation. I have talked about how I just absolutely praise Carrie Lake, who is still running for governor of Arizona. Actually, I think she won. She won it fair and square, but unfortunately, they called it as the Democrat Katie Hobbs. They said that she won, but we know that hundreds upon hundreds of stories have been coming out, thousands really at this point in the game, stories about the election, how it was rigged and how horrible it was in so many different counties in Arizona. And they made it very hard for the voters, and the machines gave out, and they, I mean, it's unbelievable the stories that have come out about it. And it's very, very deceptive how they have been working that. Because first of all, Katie Hobbs should have recused herself since she was one of the people running for the governor of Arizona seat. So therefore, for her to be working on the election results, she should never have been a part of that. That's wrong. In my opinion, I think that should be illegal. And I don't understand how she could have gotten away with that. But she should have recused herself right away. And Carrie Lake even said, when they found out that she was working on the election itself, that she had been requested to recuse herself, but Katie Hobbs refused to recuse herself. So therefore, it is very much a situation where she had her hands in on the voting, in the election integrity situation. I mean, this is absolute, the election integrity in Arizona is gone out the window completely. So it's wrong. It needs to be fixed. And I'm so happy that Carrie Lake has filed a lawsuit against the state and multiple counties of Arizona, because she's not going to give up. She's not going to concede. She should not. It's very evident that it's been tampered with. And Katie Hobbs even went on record saying she's going to arrest those, or have those arrested who are working the, if they do not, I should say, if they do not get the election wrapped up. And she said that it needed to be worked out this week, this past week, and she was called the governor. They said she won, but I don't believe that for a second. And I believe that Carrie Lake has absolute momentum in this, and she's the one that's going to be fighting for this particular position. And in the meantime, I feel that with her particular situation, she's so amazing. She really is. She's truly a fantastic lady. She's somebody who has my utmost respect. I have respect for her. I mean, she quit her job in the media before she even decided to run for governor. And she did that because she realized it was not something that was going her way. It was not in her, it was not something that was something she was proud of anymore, because of the fake news and the way that they were presenting the fake facts. It was not factual at all. So she, being in the media, knew this. And so she decided, I'm going to give up my career, and I know something better is coming along. And sure enough, she ended up running for governor, and she rightfully won. But again, they're not saying that. So they're calling it for Katie Hobbs, which is horrible. And Katie Hobbs didn't even debate. She would not be seen anywhere with Carrie. She did not want to debate. She basically hid in her basement, just like Biden did, right? Oh yeah. So amazing how this is happening still. And the machines are a huge part of it. And Mike Lindell, as we always mentioned, he is such a patriot. He's such a God-loving, patriotic, America first man. Not just with his America-made products for My Pillow company, but just the fact that he's gone on a limb and fought the idea of these machines. And he's gone so far as to go on record and talk about how they are absolutely ruining the election integrity of America. And he has given proof with his symposiums that he has put on. And, you know, I have respect for him too. He's amazing. And he, of course, says what we need to do is we need to go back to paper ballots. And I do believe that. Absolutely. I agree with him wholeheartedly on that. We need to go back to paper ballots. We need to get rid of these machines who are obviously tampering with the votes. And it's it shouldn't even matter which side of the aisle you're on. It shouldn't, because everybody should want to make sure that their vote counts. And we need to go back to that. And hopefully before the 2024 election, we can fix that. But because November 15th, as we all know, President Trump has announced that he is running again for 2024 presidential election. So he wants to fix that problem as well, because if we don't fix it before then they're going to cheat again. And this is going to be an ongoing problem, and we need to have this fixed. So speaking of Mike Lindell, what I love is that he has gone on record just the last week and said he is going to try to get the Republican National Convention seat. He wants to be the head of the RNC. He wants to be basically Rona McDaniel's spot. He wants to take over her spot, because obviously whatever she's doing is not working, because we still get cheated on and nobody's taking him seriously. And for the GOP needs a fix. So we need to get him in there. And we know that he is somebody who has a lot of information about how we can fix the system and how we can have this so it's better for Americans to vote and make sure that our vote counts and it's not being cheated on. So I'm all for him being in that seat, and I think that would be fantastic. All right. And of course, we love working with Mike Lindell. Just so you know, Eternal Affairs Media, we are partnering with Mike Lindell. And of course, we are with his company, MyPillow. If you use promo code ETERNAL at MyPillow.com, you'll receive the best latest deals and the discounts. So you could go to Eternal and, of course, re-enter Eternal promo code at checkout on your MyPillow orders. He's got fantastic products. The newest product he has is coffee. So my coffee, that's right. So he has some wonderful coffee. If you're a coffee drinker, that would be a great gift for the holidays, especially. So a great time to get that. And you can go to eternalaffairsmedia.com/eternal once again to get more deals on that. And of course, once again, re-enter Eternal promo code at the checkout to get your best discount. And you could also call 1-800-795-5993 if you're interested. They have great slippers, sandals. I have those. They're great. I have all my pillows, of course, in our household. We love those. I have the towel sets. They're very plush, very nice. I have the aqua blue color, very pretty. I like them a lot. So I love his products. I love that they're made in the USA, and I love that he's a patriot. So love, love supporting Mike Lindell. Enjoy his new coffee if you're a coffee drinker. All right. I wanted to also mention that regarding Trump, I wanted to kind of hit on some of his truths that he's been talking about lately, because just in the last couple days,